An entourage of Alaska Airlines executives and upper managers were in Bethel as part of a rural tour to learn more about the customers in their backyard. Participants at the Bethel Chamber of Commerce meeting told the airline officials what they liked and didn't like about flying with the airline. The trip took place last month, but some of the changes they discussed could be seen in the future. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
The meeting was billed as a unique opportunity to meet with the decision makers for Bethel's major airline, but it didn't bother anyone that they came to give away some free plane tickets.
956695.
With just a dozen Bethelites in the room, the odds were 6-1. Bethel resident Tiffany Logan was that one, winning the first of two drawings.
Oh, that's me.
The drawings occurred after a lively and friendly question and answer session. The luncheon crowd was quick to lay praise on the airline. Logan, even before she won the ticket, said she was pleased with the company's attitude and their customer service. Other praise came for their in-state luggage policy and their improvements keeping flight schedules. Bethel High School's Dean of Students Billy Strickland said that Alaska Airlines does a nice job of supporting athletic travel. Strickland is also a representative of the state's High School Athletic Association, and he said there is more the airline could try and do. He said one thing would be allowing teams to change student passengers last minute with greater ease.
Any kind of help we could with late minute name changes on tickets is huge because eligibility, kids getting hurt and so forth.
He also said the airline is leaving sales on the table all over Alaska by not giving parents better deals when their children qualify for state tournaments.
Because a lot of times you won't know your kids qualified for a state tournament till the weekend before.
Yeah.
And you really want to go,
right,
but you don't really want to buy that walk-up fare.
Yeah. Manager Scott Haberson said the airline is trying to pinpoint those kinds of events where a discounted ticket price could mean more sales.
So we've done discounts, generic discounts in the past, but I think we can do a better job of putting fares in the market when you want them for good reasons. And I think you'll see some good stuff coming from us from that.
Anyone who's purchased a plane ticket from the bush knows that those full-price tickets are the highest prices per mile you'll find pretty much anywhere in the nation. Alaska Airlines President Bill Tillman says the airline is trying to bring down their prices to encourage more customers.
The more you charge, the fewer people that can afford to pay it. It's one of our biggest issues. It's one of our biggest issues for the entire airline, but it's most pronounced in rural Alaska.
Tillman hinted at some sort of price reduction for rural customers.
I think we're going to have something to talk to you guys about in a couple of months that will make this a little bit better.
But he quickly tempered any expectations, saying that a substantial reduction will take some time to accomplish.
It does cost more to operate up here. And so what it is we got to get our cost of operation down so that we can bring our fares down. I just want to assure you, I get it. It's something that I know we help Bethel. It's also in our company's interest to address this problem in a pretty serious way.
Tillman and other top staff were speaking at the Chamber of Commerce meeting held at the log cabin in Bethel. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.